The Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve, the first of its kind in the United States, got its official designation 6 months ago. About 80% of us live in areas with excessive man-made light, and researchers say that this light can lead to sleeping disorders and can even affect nocturnal wildlife. This dark sky reserve, which stretches 1,400 miles, also provides prime stargazing opportunities. And for those towns within the reserve, well, they're seeing an economic boost. Joining me to talk about the value of the dark sky reserve are the former mayor of Ketchum, Nina Jonas, and Steve Batai, the mayor of Stanley. And both of your towns are within the dark sky reserve. Thank you first for joining me today, for coming all the way from Stanley and Ketchum. I'd like to start, Nina, with you, because you were a big advocate for getting this set up. Why?
Yes. Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for your interest in the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve. It's the 12th reserve on the globe and the third largest. So we're very proud of it, and it's the only one in the United States. Steve actually first brought this to my attention in the Idaho Conservation Leagues when we were in Washington, D.C., working on the monument, that area. And the idea of just preserving what we have, you know, because we can lose it. So in this case, the dark skies and being able to see the Milky Way when you walk out at night and walk your dog or just sit outside in the dark, it's worth preserving. And as you mentioned, you know, 70-80% of the population live in urban areas where they can't see this unique stargazing opportunity that has guided mankind through our entire time on planet. So it's a wonderful thing that we have and that it's worth preserving and
Steve,
sharing.
And Steve, why were you so adamant about putting this dark sky reserve in place?
I moved to Stanley 11 years ago, and one of the first things I noticed when I would walk out of my house at night and look up in the sky was how amazing it was to see how dark it was. You could see the Milky Way and all the stars, and I thought, this is really something that's worth preserving here, you know, for the quality of life, my own quality of life and the people of Stanley. And then I started thinking, you know, why not preserve it on a broader basis than just Stanley, that we have an area in central Idaho that's still where the night sky is about as dark as it can be. And yet it's pretty close to urban areas like Boise. And there are not many places in the United States like that. You know, it's the expansion of urban growth and artificial light at night has really created intrusions to where scientists now tell us 80% of the people cannot see the Milky Way from where they live.
Well, and I have to tell you, I was not educated on this before we started talking about the Dark Sky Reserve when it got its official designation in December. But as you said, Nina, there are 14 of them globally.
12
globally. Mm-hmm. But this is the only one in the United States.
Yes.
So is this something that's becoming, you know, more popular, like something that we're seeing more of? Or is it hard to find the space that's actually dark like this when we talk about 80% mm-hmm. of the population?
Yeah.
Living where there's such man-made light.
Yeah. Well, there's something unique about the reserve in itself because it's a combination of a preserve, so a natural area, which in our case is right around the Stanley Basin in the Sawtooth Wilderness and the Boulder White Clouds and that area, in combination with an urban population, in our case, the city of Stanley, the city of Ketchum, and the city of Sun Valley, so that it really shows that strong ethic and promotional value in working together collaboratively to control our lights, to make sure that the lights are not shining upwards, to make sure that the lights are shielded and opaque, and also lower Kelvin, the color temperature. So we put in a 2,700 Kelvin in the city of Ketchum, which is pretty warm toned. So the higher the Kelvin, the bluer the light is.
Okay.
And so it has a shorter wavelength and has a higher reflective
possibilities. But it's pretty.
Yeah, well, you know, there is some conversation about what's allowed for decorative purposes, but there are so many ordinances that restrict your private property rights in the benefit of your property value or in the benefit of community values. And in this case, really preserving, as Mayor Batai says, the quality of life that we all love here in Idaho. So I love this project because it was really this collaborative effort through so many jurisdictions and also just people on the street and conservation groups to preserve something that we can all really be proud of for the future.
I'm speaking with Nina Jonas, the former mayor of Ketchum, and Steve Batai, the current mayor of Stanley, about the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve. Now, you did get some pushback on this. I mean, there are groups that don't like this idea. Steve, maybe you can talk a little bit about why someone may not particularly like this, but there are such benefit to having this.
Right. And the vast majority of the people that I talk to are very much in favor of this, and they think it's a great thing. It's the quality of life thing. There are a few people who have been a little uneasy or fearful, perhaps, that it might be a government intrusion into their lives, telling them what kind of lights they can have. But there's so many benefits. Once the education gets out there, most of those people understand that so much can be achieved voluntarily, that if they shield their lights and convert them, they can save a lot of energy. So there's money in their pockets, and they can also achieve these objectives of preserving the dark night sky. And so the collaborative effort in the reserve is to educate people and voluntarily seek compliance and appreciation of this resource, and that seems to be working.
Let's talk about the economic aspect of this. I mean, this has always been a very popular place for campers and, summer and winter activity, whether you're in Ketchum or Stanley. Have you seen a boost to more people, wanting to come to these areas because they now actually know that it's a dark sky reserve area?
Well, I think the uptake on the knowledge is still coming. It was announced as our Christmas present last December, we did get a ton of press globally, especially and nationally out of Washington Post and New York Times. So that was fantastic. I think something that we recently saw was the solstice, right? Mm-hmm. Last August, and seeing the interest in astro-tourism, as it is called. But during that time, we got a lot of photos of our beautiful night sky, not so much the sun going out, but just the night sky.
Like, see what it looks like.
Yeah, and there was enthusiasm for that. There have been some studies, one on the Colorado Plateau, showing it would bring in $2.5 billion. But, of course, that's, way larger scale.
Right.
And then one in Ireland recently in 2014, showing that it was 100% return on investment. And the investment really being on viewing stands. So it's kind of hard to say what the astro-tourism value is. But as Mayor Batai and I were speaking early, it's not always what we need to do is develop plans and designs that are only about making money, right? Because life is more than just simply economic benefit.
Well, and I would say with this, I mean, we're talking about, 1,400 square miles, but a lot of it is quite remote.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is. It's also about preserving that quality of that wilderness. Mm-hmm. That will play a part in it, too, will it not?
But the center of the reserve was intentionally put along the scenic highway, Highway 75, so that it had the greatest access to all people of all abilities or interests.
So if you...
So you pull off the highway.
See, and that's what's great. Yeah. So if you want to be a stargazer and maybe you have some type of, impairment or something like that, you don't have to go hiking 5, 10 miles
lazy.
In. Yeah, or you're lazy and you just want to get out of the car and see it. But... So that was an intentional thing to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, may I?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, when we started thinking about creating the reserve, it seemed like it was one of the perfect spots to do it because we have this highway access that goes through the Sawtooth Valley, and which is about as dark as it can get. It's as dark there as it is in the wilderness areas that surround it. And we had those wilderness areas plus the Sawtooth National Recreation Area already there forming this really dark core area surrounded by Ketchum and Sun Valley and Stanley. And so we had access and we had a way for people to get in there and enjoy the reserve. It wasn't just a remote, totally remote area that people would have to hike into in order to enjoy it.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests, Nina Jonas, the former mayor of Ketchum, and Steve Batai, the current mayor of Stanley, talking about the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve. Thank you so much.